Okay, you're back to Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan. I'm here with Iris Bunshaft. It's in my head. I'm sorry. B-U-N-S-H-A-F-T.
You got
it. I apologize. And Christina Liu, which is very easy.
Yes, keep it short and sweet.
I love it. Actually, we're talking about different things here in this segment, and one that I wanted to just share, which was a very interesting conversation. The other night I was at a dinner. Judy Bosworth, supervisor of the town, was at, but also New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. And one of the initiatives that Judy has taken since she took over is to move to the beginning of the town board meetings. If you have a request or you have something you want to discuss as an outside layperson, that goes in the beginning. It used to go in the end.
Yeah,
and some of these, you know, these town board meetings can go till 2 in the morning. So, you know, it's very hard to hang around, you know, all the way to the end
right.
to ask these things. So this way, you know, you're able to get out there and then you could, you know, leave before they start going over all the different resolutions.
That's a very sensitive idea.
It's sensitive, but when it was told and I read about it and Judy told me about it, it's like, okay, fine, that's something you did. Mm-hmm. Now, at this dinner the other night, Tom DiNapoli was getting up talking about, now he's been in politics since he ran for the Mineola School Board at the age of 18. And at one point in town, they were advocating for something. He didn't go into what it was. Had a group of people that came to the town board meeting. And by the time it was over for them to talk, he said most of the people who had come had gone home already.
Absolutely. That's what happened.
So it fizzled out. And when you hear, again, this is Iris, your golden nuggets comment was so good. When you hear that story, then you realize what a tremendous thing Judy did by saying, you have a voice. And we're willing to listen to your voice, and not at 12 o'clock at night, at 7:30 when it starts, or 8 o'clock. Right. Mm-hmm.
So I know. So when I heard you say this just now, I said, this is terrific.
Yeah.
Right.
And those are
this is community
minded. It goes into a whole, you know, mindset of, you know, trying to make the government transparent. You know, I mean, it's all, you know, part of that, which is amazing, because it's showing that the residents, you know, have a voice and a say and can, you know, learn, you know, and it goes back into the OTB. You know, it's like just getting the residents their voice,
I mean, ultimately, anything you want done has to go to a vote, et cetera. But at least you feel good because they respected you enough to listen.
Absolutely. Right.
Not shove you in the corner so that you're tired and walked out and everybody knows the game.
Right.
At 12 o'clock at night.
I think that's why it was done initially, but I think that this is a wonderful
correction. But it shows
correction.
Someone like Judy turned around and said that's not the way it should be done. It should be that the people get an option to talk to their council people and let them be heard.
It's also televised also, so if you can't get out, you know, this way you're able to actually view.
The live streaming,
which is, you know, because some people can't get out but want to know what's being said, you know, so if you're home, you can just flip it on and, you know,
and if you can't be there, you write a letter if you're so in tune.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly. 100%. We were also talking, which we just started, Christina, and you know a lot more about it than most of us, trying to get people involved.
Yeah, because, you know, it always comes back to, you know, of course, Project Independence provides a lot of service, but we have these ambassadors, really, you know, who are on our advisory committees that, you know, they gather all the information. They tell us what's going on in their community, because who knows the community better than the people
and
that live
in
the community?
And they make suggestions.
Right, and that's how a lot of our programs, I mean, are driven, and each community has a completely, you know, has, you know, similar needs, but a lot of times it's based upon regionally, you know, and, you know, we have in Great Neck, our pedestrian safety committee came out of it, because there's a lot of apartments in Great Neck. A lot of people are walking and not driving. So pedestrian safety was a huge, huge issue. You know, it was the strides they made. We'll have Shari back on, you know, to talk about all the wonderful things. I mean, they had cross walks repainted. They had different warnings put up. They have little reflector buttons, you know, created now that say Project Independence. And this all came out of people in the community saying, you know, this is dangerous. You know, I'm walking. I don't have enough time to cross the street. You know, it's all driven by that. And I know Iris is part of the Roslyn committee. And you can tell us a little bit about what goes on in Roslyn
Many astute people are on these committees, I will tell you that. Mm-hmm.
And is that a self-plug, Iris, that you're on the committee?
I'm one of the mass. No, I love listening, too. I mean, I'm learning constantly. I'm in the nugget business. I mean, that's who I am. We talked about this. I think it was you or Shari introduced it. It was Shari who introduced it and said, yeah, and that stimulated a conversation within Roslyn. Roslyn is not so much a pedestrian town as Great Neck is, okay, because we have fewer apartment houses and we don't have their commercial section is much larger than ours. But there were some issues there that we brought up, and that would be the same in any of the advisory committees around the town.
Yeah.
You bring up what is relevant, important to your community, or you learn from what other communities are doing and say, that can be applied to our community as well.
Right.
So we are always encouraging people to get on the advisory committees of the town of North Hempstead.
Right, because you're really, you know, and that's what, I mean, that's how it was born, Project Independence, was through these advisory committees, you know, telling what they wanted, you know, as, you know, consumers.
And we're listened to.
And that's what, you know, it's a back and forth. So, and they get all the information, you know, they'll get updates on what's coming up in Project Independence and disseminate that to their friends, their groups. And I mean, that's really how it's spreads, you know, just wonderfully.
Today, two issues were brought up that I wasn't really didn't have knowledge of. You mentioned, John, about the new it escapes me for a moment.
PSENG
PSENG problem. I wasn't aware of that. So listening to the program, that helps too. And then bringing it to our next meeting, and that will be, maybe there'll be other people just like
just
me who didn't know about it before.
Right.
You know, concern. And we, in this conversation that we had before, this is a project that would be run. I'm confusing two things. Why don't you two make mention about the OTB thing and the PSENG?
Right. The PSENG was in the paper today that PSENG is suing the town of North Hempstead and Judy Bosworth for them wanting the town wanting to put protective signs or announcements on these new poles that went up that have hazardous chemicals on it.
The poles are for what purpose, John?
The electric utility poles. The utility poles. And the point is, I'm not an attorney, and I don't know how this whole thing comes about, but here you have the town, under the direction of Supervisor Bosworth, going out and watching out for the people, watching out for a little child that's crossing the street and holding onto a pole that has hazardous waste, hazardous chemicals, and then going into their mouth.
Proven hazardous chemicals.
Absolutely. It was just in the paper today, so I don't really know the whole story, but I just think it's amazing how the constant battle, it seems, for us, for a town that's trying to do good.
Right.
And then you have a corporation. I'm not picking sides because I don't know enough, to be honest with you. I just, you know, one article in the paper. But the point is, I think it's, and that's why things like this and this radio show, people have to be brought aware so they could investigate it and say, wait a minute, I do want my mother, I want my daughter, I want my children protected against chemicals. And I didn't know there's a sign. I could put my hand on the wall in the radio station. I don't have to fear anything.
I know. I think it's like, you know, I think most people even just don't even know that there is some kind of hazardous substance on that.
Right.
You know, so even if the signs don't get put on, at least you know now, you know.
Not to touch
it.
Right.
You know, so I think that it's just bringing an awareness to, you know, the situation, whatever the result may be.
Right. And that's what you want in leadership from the supervisor and from the council. That they turn around and they look out for us. That's what we voted them in there for.
Right.
And I think that's the most important part. Transparency. Not this, it's a chemical. But we're not going to put a sign that it's a chemical. If it's a chemical, say it's a chemical.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. Warn us. Say it's a chemical. That's the end of it. Yeah. Story ended, so I don't touch it.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. But.
And the other issue is the OTB where the former Fortunoff's on Old Country Road
was. Repeating that, then Wednesday, the 21st, there's another meeting at Call Place High School in opposition, and that's fine. I'm sure there's meeting someplace for people who are pro, but at this point in time, it doesn't seem to be.
The community needs to be represented.
They need to be represented. Judy was on this a couple of weeks ago. Kay Murray is involved. Everybody's against it at this point, which is very good, but Judy was willing to speak up, you know, before there was a major audience, and, excuse me, Viviana Russell, who is the councilwoman in that neighborhood.
District, right?
And also, it's important for people who are comfortable writing letters.
100%.
They may represent themselves to the Governor Cuomo, and tell them how they feel about having the OTB in their area.
As Christina was saying earlier with the advisory board, we want everybody who has a voice to express the voice. You don't want to, that's fine. You say, I don't care what they do, you have that right too.
Right, absolutely.
But be heard if you have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Time flies. So Next week, we have two guest speakers on, and the first woman will be Marilee Robinson, who is a community organizer for Power Up Communities, which is very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about winterizing your home, which especially, you know, it's very timely. And she is wonderful and has access to all these different rebates you can get, and, you know, it's a great program. So we'll learn a little bit more about that.
And Judy Beiser or Beiser?
Beiser.
Beiser, who is a clinical professor of pharmacy at St. John's. Yeah. Right, Christina.
And she's going to be talking about managing
medication. I like
having
Christina.
She's amazing. She'll give you she knows everything to know about managing medications. So she'll come on and, you know, talk about what to do and how to be safe. And, yeah, stay tuned.
From the advisory board perspective, all throughout the town of North Hempstead, call 311.
Absolutely.
There's five of them or six of them?
Yep, six.
Six. Mm-hmm. So there's one in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like you would call 311, and I'm sure they even give you a name of somebody who would pick you up, another member going to it. I mean,
Absolutely.
It's a community, and if we work as a community, we function much better. I want to take an opportunity to thank Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting here at WCWP. Janine Solaro, I'm saying that right? I'm going to still get to you, Iris, again. So. Rebecca Rosenberg, who is our engineer today. Christina Liu, who is the producer, but is going to be playing a much more active role because we need to pick her brain. She has all the knowledge from doing this for years that she can finish
and
every
she's
sentence.
She's a young person.
And she's a young person. And that's terrific.
An old spirit. An old soul.
And Iris Bunshaft.
Right.
I'm saying it properly, who really, it's so tremendous having a co-host because it's another perspective and everybody respects everybody. It's just a wonderful show. Until next time, this is John Ryan and from Project Independence and you on 88.1 FM, WCWP. Have a great week, everybody.